I remember during the summer, around the time that Conor McGregor was fighting here in UFC's Fight Night Dublin event, we had Mike Sheridan on the programme talking about the growing popularity of the sport of MMA and the UFC championship in this country. Now, one of the things that we didn't really discuss that day was female MMA fighters and Irish involvement in that side of the sport. As it turns out, we also have a number of great female fighters, and there's one in particular who is really making a name for herself at the moment. Aisling, step up to the plate. Welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Very good. Ash the Bash, 26-year-old Dubliner, been a professional MMA competitor since about 2007, MMA world champion right now. She's one of the contestants on the Ultimate Fighter TV series. First of all, Ash, how did you get into MMA? And we were talking about 6 or 7 years ago when most people had never heard of this thing. I mean, it certainly wasn't popular.
Oh, definitely not 6 or 7 years ago. But I actually started off training martial arts when I was about 10 years old. And after a couple of years of doing karate, I progressed into jiu-jitsu, which is the grappling element of mixed martial arts. And I watched some early UFCs on VHS and I decided that I wanted to give it a go. So I kind of altered my training a little bit to start adding in the other elements like Thai boxing and wrestling and stuff to get myself MMA ready. And then when I was about 18 years old, then I made my professional debut. So I fought in Denmark against a local favourite and won. So it was a positive start for me. So then I was a bit hooked then and wanted to keep going and just do it full time.
Hold on a second. A professional debut, that's 8 years ago or so. So, like, I mean, as I say, it wasn't necessarily that big. Are you at the right place at the right time now to have done all the things you've just mentioned, plus loads of other things as well, to have the awards you have, where it's becoming absolutely huge?
I actually do think I'm in the right place at the right time. I honestly didn't think I'd see it in my career time that there'd be women's
big,
division
yeah.
in the UFC. Like, you know, a couple of years back, the UFC president, Dana White, said he'd never put a women's division in the UFC. And now there's two women's divisions in the UFC, one which thankfully is mine. So, yeah, I didn't think I'd see it. So for to be here and all this craziness taking off and all the positive feedback and everything getting from people, I'm delighted. I'm just glad it didn't pass me by.
Yeah, right, exactly. What are you saying is in O'Connell Street at the moment? Like, how big are these things?
There's a big giant poster of Conor McGregor with the Fighting Irish written underneath it. It's 410 feet wide at the end of O'Connell Street. I won't mention the bar.
One of the biggest posters ever. Okay, so like a lot of people don't realise that you were actually, as I mentioned earlier on, Ireland's first MMA world champion, and not any of the lads that we hear a lot more about. What was it like when you won that title? Did enough people realise how important it was, or was it that important when you won it, and does it seem more important now?
To be honest, I didn't really get much recognition at all at the time. You know, MMA wasn't as well known as it is now, and it was just kind of a little bit overlooked. And obviously, to me, it was a huge achievement, and it still is a huge achievement. But I think if it happened, you know, this year, it'd probably get a lot more coverage and, you know, it'd be a bigger deal. So I'll just have to go and win another world title.
Yeah, right. So it wasn't Conor McGregor, it's Ash the Bash. By the way, you train with Conor, do you sometimes?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I train with Conor all the time. He actually started in the gym a little bit after me. So any of the guys that you hear, you know, Paddy Hoolan, Carl Pendred, Conor McGregor, Gunnar Nelson, they're all my training partners. We all train together in Stripe Blast Gym.
Where was this place that you won this? It wasn't here?
No, I won my world title in 2011 in Ohio in the States. I fought an American girl.
So I presume, often when Irish people fight away or play away, or whatever, often there's more Irish there. I presume, though, in this instance, there was, what, 90% Americans?
Oh, I'd
98?
Yeah, 98% Americans.
Your mum and dad with the other 2%.
Yeah, it was a pretty hectic situation, that one. There's about 5,000 people at the venue, and it was in Ohio, her local town.
Oh, so, God. So it was kill the Ash.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was a very hostile environment, to say the least. So I'm glad I made it.
Was it anti-Ash or anti-Irish?
Probably a little bit of both.
Yeah. Okay, the lads getting huge media attention. I mean, it's absolutely huge at the moment. Like, and as you say, the O2 thing recently, tickets really expensive and basically was sold out before the tickets even went on sale. It was just huge, right? Do you wish the female fighters got the same attention, had the same fuss made about them when you see that's what's going on?
I honestly do think in the US and stuff that there is equally as much fuss about the female fighters. You know, there's a female fighter in the UFC, Ronda Rousey, and she is as famous, if not more famous. Ronda Rousey, she fights 2 weight classes above me in the UFC, and she's as famous, if not more famous in the US than the guys. She earns as much as the top earning male fighters. You know, she's huge over there.
But here it's not as big, is it?
Yeah, it's just not as big over here.
The attention.
Yeah, Yeah, maybe not getting enough attention at the moment, but it's definitely taken off. Female fighter wise, there's only a small handful of professional females in the country, you know, maybe three or four girls in total, and then there's nobody who comes near me experience wise. You know, most of the other girls have had between two and four fights, whereas I've had 20.
Right.
So no, it is getting bigger, and I just think with people like Conor, where he's so charismatic and, you know, people are really into watching him, and, you know, he does really interviews very well, and he's very funny and very interesting. So I think some personality like that was what was needed to get the attention onto the sport, you know.
Right, yeah.
I'm pretty not so interested sometimes.
Okay,
not as interesting,
like, when
as
you
Conor.
Say it is getting bigger and all the rest, I mean, like, is it also getting older? I mean, like, you know, you've been at this now for about 8 years, and how long do you, like, for instance, I was watching yesterday, Federer beating Djokovic in the semi-final of the Chinese Open, and he beat him pretty well, like, and like everybody was delighted because, you know, Federer's an owl guy, if you like, compared to Djokovic. Like, when do you stop? I mean, like, what age you know, 26, 27?
Yeah, I'm 26 now, so, you know, I might have another, I could fight up until 35, you know.
Really?
What I mean, there has been female fighters who have competed that long and still had really good careers. Me personally, I'll probably be early 30s when I think about retiring from competition, but then I'll definitely go into coaching or something like that. I started so young, so I really got a head start on everybody else.
I mean, you started obviously very young. If you became professional at 18 or whatever, you know, so you were doing what, from 15, 16, is it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I was just very lucky in that the idea of a perfect storm, everything came together very well for me, you know. The best coach pretty much in the world.
John Kavanagh, is it?
Yeah, John Kavanagh, you know, happened to be on my doorstep. So when I decided to get into MMA, I had a great start. You know, I had a very supportive family. They didn't mind me dropping out of college to go and pursue this full time. So, you know, everything just worked out very well for me. Whereas I had a head start on most of the people in Europe or the US with how I started so young. You know, I have a lot of experience already and I'm only 26. That's still considered quite young in this sport.
So you're going to enjoy the next 5 or 6 years in the limelight now, in the glare in some ways, because it really is there big time. That's one of the things that's good about it.
The biggest thing I'm looking forward to is starting to get paid for this, you know. Even before professional means, the rules that you fight under is professional, but it doesn't mean anything to do with the pay. You
I was
know?
Just going
to
say, I thought you were professional. For, you know,
yeah,
professional
but
means professional. In the job, you get paid, no?
Yeah, very small amounts of money was available in Europe and Ireland, you know, for female fighters. And obviously, like most things, the girls get paid less, but the money was pretty terrible. But when you're in the UFC, that means financial stability, it means all sorts of opportunities. Like the Ultimate Fighter is being shown on Fox in the US. That's an absolutely huge station, you know. 3 million people tuned in to watch the first episode. That's
so, wait a minute, you're on the Ultimate Fighter, you're on that program, so have you like, what happens in it? Do you get like knocked out and it comes down to the last one?
That's exactly how it works. Yeah, so basically it starts off 16 female competitors all living in a house together for 6 weeks in Las Vegas. No contact with the outside world, no television, no internet, no phones, no books, and all that you do is train and compete. So basically you have fights and then it's an elimination tournament. So if you fight and you lose, you get knocked out of the tournament, but at the same time you have to stay in the house, and then it goes down to the final two competitors, and then on December 12th in Las Vegas there'll be the finale.
So wait a second, are you still doing this? It's not finished and you can't just tell us the answer or something?
No, I can't tell you anything about it. I have I'd be sued for $5 million. That's the deal I signed. Don't know where they'll get $5 million.
I was just going to say, I presume you don't have $5 million, so you better keep your trap shut, all right? Okay, just taking a look, then, you do train out of the famous Straight Blast gym under John Kavanagh, Conor McGregor, and all those are there as well. Is it fun being around all those guys?
Yeah, it is. We have a really great team. We have a super close team, you know. It's a really kind of close family atmosphere, and I think that's one of the reasons why we're so successful as a team. Most of the time you see maybe one fighter from one gym and he does well, but it's very rarely that you see a whole group of fighters all doing extremely well from one gym. So I think it speaks a lot for the team and John to see how well we're all doing, you know. So he's definitely doing something right for
And what about the head before the fight? I mean, like, what goes through your head as you're about to say, you know, step into the cage?
To be honest, at that stage, there's not really much going into your head. It is a very kind of mental sport before that. I'm big into sports psychology and kind of getting your head in the right place for fights and all that kind of thing. But at that stage, maybe if you're a little bit nervous still, you're just reminding yourself of the hard training that you've done, and you're ready for this. And, you know, obviously this is your job to present like radio shows. But, you know, for me, it's another day at the office. That's my job. So, you know, it's nothing new to me.
Well, then, getting back to this programme, can we see The Ultimate Fighter over in this part of the world? Yeah,
you can. You can watch The Ultimate Fighter on BT Sports. It's going to be on every Thursday at 10 p.m.
Okay, by the way, well, you can't tell us necessarily too much. You can. We do know this. It's basically the American reality television series, Mixed Martial Arts, which is MMA, produced by Fox Sports, Ultimate Fighting Championships, UFC, etc. And there's, you know, professional fighters all in the same house. You can't do anything else in terms of saying anything about it or who's there. But you have to be ranked of the 16 before you go in. Are you ranked before you go in? Are you?
Yeah, I'm ranked number 5 in the world.
Oh, you're ranked number 5?
Yeah.
All right, I see.
So, okay. Not too bad.
Would you be number 1 if you won this? No, this is just
TV. Yeah, you would, yeah.
Oh, you would, yeah. All right, okay. All right, so, don't worry, I'm not trying to make it too sorry. But let's see, what can I ask? It must be strange, though, to be living in very close quarters with your competitors, or would-be competitors, especially if you bleed and lose, not to stay there. If you're preparing for a fight, normally you'd be in your own house, your own training camp. But you're all thrown together, all the girls in Las Vegas. Were there rows? Was it easy to get on?
There was plenty of rows, definitely. Yeah. All those alpha females in one confined space.
What do you do? Just beat the crap out of the other person. I'm number 5.
No, I think we
number
all
number 5 is alive.
I think we tried to just keep away from each other for the most part. You know, they split it up into teams at the start. So I guess for the first few weeks it was a little bit nicer. You know, it was your team of 8 people and versus the opposite team of 8 people. But then... as fights went ahead, you know, sometimes it was you end up fighting a teammate, and that's when things got pretty hairy. So Everybody'll have to tune in and see all the drama and antics that unfold.
All right, well, listen, we will take a look at it, and just once again, let's find out exactly where it is. Again, it's on. Give us a BT Sport. What?
BT Sports on Thursday at 10 p.m. It's shown in the States on Fox on Wednesdays, but it's about 3 a.m. Irish time.
All right, yeah. And just finally, like, there'll be some people would say think that your parents wouldn't like this kind of thing, or a lot of people would say, I don't want my daughter going into that kind of thing. I presume the parents are well behind you and the family and all the rest.
Yeah, definitely, my parents are well behind me.
They bloody well want to be. You've been doing it for over 10 years now at this stage.
I don't think they really knew what I was doing at the beginning, but by then it was too late.
Did you know what you were doing at the beginning? Seriously, but did you know that this, like, I mean, what were you doing? Were you doing some judo or karate?
I was doing jiu-jitsu, basically, and then just kind of progressed from there. I didn't really know, like, I knew what sport I was doing, but I had no idea how big it was going to become. It was just something that I had a passion for, and, you know, it's one of those things that you can only kind of do when you're young. You know, you couldn't come back to it at 30 and then try and, you know, start from there. So, yeah, I guess I just fell in love with it, and then... I couldn't get away from it, so, and thankfully it's all worked out well now.
It has indeed. Well, listen, look, congratulations, and hope it goes well with The Ultimate Fighter, whatever it happens to be on the TV on Thursday nights that we do or don't see. So Aisling Daly, or Ash the Ash, sorry, Ash the Bash, Ash the Ash. Listen, thanks a million, Aisling, for dropping in. Fair play to you and good luck with it all, right?
Thanks very much.
Are we going to see you doing an O2 or any of those kind of things soon?
The Aviva is what the UFC are looking to come back, so yeah, you'll probably see me in the Aviva next year.
You see, it's big enough to do that, isn't it?
Yeah.
That'll be absolutely huge. Out in the middle of the pitch, is it, in a big cage?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Very good. All right. Thanks a million, Aisling. Good luck.
Thank you.
Take it easy. Bye.
This is Tom.